So I was, I'd like to frame this as a kind of a survey course, since, as I said, we only have one class at an hour and a half, so, which is a great thing in a way, because we don't have we don't have any obligations or deadlines or grades to meet. You know, this isn't No Child Left Behind. You know, we don't have to meet a certain benchmark before we leave this room. So,
think you'll be doing this again?
I don't know. This is just the first class. If it goes well, and if Susan would like me to, I might, perhaps.
We tell them how wonderful it was.
Yeah. Well, let's aim for that. We'll aim for that. So the great part about that is we can go where you want. This is not, we don't have to be bound to this. If you hear something that I'm talking about, or you hear something another person's talking about, we can go there, and I'll just try and guide the discussion accordingly. So I just want to read briefly about my perspective on writing, just to give you an idea of how I'm going to frame everything. I write and create with a predisposition towards raising up humanity, not bringing it down or using it for my gratification. I don't write with a primary motive of making lots of money or getting famous or even earning a living. I look at it as a method of broadcasting human benevolence. This is not the only way to write by any means, but it's my way, and it colors how I view writing entirely. As a result, you'll hear me talk about things like writing logically versus writing spiritually, which is something you touched upon. And that certainly doesn't mean that you can't extend these concepts to writing commercially or things like that. It's just that's the language that I use. So we're going to be covering the different types of forms of writing, or several different types of forms. We're going to be covering different perspectives while writing. We're going to be covering fiction versus nonfiction, as well as just different concepts and axioms of writing. As for reference, this is the book that I use, Making Shapely Fiction by Jerome Stern. It's the bibliography is at the end, so you don't have to write it necessarily. But, I mean, there are a million and one books about writing. Yeah. The reason I like this one is because it's kind of bite-sized. He basically compiles definitions of different concepts in writing. So there's, you know, there's one on a fable, or one on flashback, or one on irony. And they're anywhere from 2 to 5 pages. So, you know, you can just have it in your bedstand. You can just kind of peruse it. It's nice. So, and he just does a really good job. So this is the one I like. This is the one. One of the many I learned with in college.
And that was the Jerome Stern one?
Jerome Stern, yes. Also, I didn't hear anybody mentioning that they were interested in screenplays. But if they are, books like this, The Screenwriter's Bible, are very useful. Because they teach format. And format is pretty much the most important, well, not pretty much. It is an important thing when writing screenplays, because you're going to need to submit it to somebody, and if they see it's a mess, they're not going to be interested in reading it. So books like that are useful if you're going to try and pursue something like that.